In.
Okay, what I want to do today, again, just because I want to move things along. The Gemara is a tricky Gemara, in my opinion. Some of you said it's not tricky, some of you said it's very tricky. I think it's a tricky Gemara. What I want to do is lay out, and I'm going to take a complicated Gemara and try and simplify it, and it'll come out to be relatively simple. Okay, we have two psukim, and the psukim are inherently contradictory. The psukim do not line up 100%. There are features of one and features of the other, and some of them will supplement each other. I want to lay out what are the unique features of each pasuk, which is again a precursor for the Gemara. Then we will fly to the Gemara, and then we'll get to the core issue that is in the sukkah. So the Gemara tells us we have one pasuk that says, Lo, ye must say, Sa'or. What's the next word? It's an important one. Debatechem. Okay? Debatechem. That's the, again, it's not the full pasuk, that's the core. And then you have another pasuk, Lo, yireh. Lecha. Chametz. Slash. Sa'or. Bechal. Gibeleth. Those are your psukim. And now the Gemara will identify unique facets of both psukim. So, for example, on the Yisr of Lo Yireh Lecha, first of all, the verb. You have a crucial verb, Lo Yireh versus Lo Yimatzeh. That's number one. Number two is when it comes to Pasuk Lo Yireh Lecha, we have the qualifying word called Lecha. Lecha, which implies that it uniquely must be your chametz as opposed to Shel Acherim V'Shel Gavoa, as opposed to someone else's or that of Hegdesh. And then location-wise, you have it here, Lecha is missing. And then you have the location, Batechem versus Bechal Gibelech. Those are the variables that the Gemara is going to identify. So Lecha excludes, again, what does it exclude?
Acherim
and Gavoa get excluded. Presumably there's no Lecha here. That'll include Acherim and Gavoa over there. What does the word matzui mean? Lo yimatzei, that means you shall not
find.
Lo yireh lecha means you shall not
see.
So what about if you have buried chametz? If you have buried chametz, tamun, or pigdonos shel nachri. If you have pigdonos of a nachri, meaning deposits, someone a nachri gave you stuff to watch that is his. Pigdonos shel nachri doesn't belong to you. So is it lecha? Is it lecha? Not lecha. Tamun. Is tamun visible to you?
No.
It's not visible to you, so lechora, you should not violate the yisra of lo yireh lecha, because you don't have the lecha, you don't have the yireh. But yimatzeh is going to do what?
Cancel.
Indicate that are they, is it, if it's buried, is it findable?
Yes.
It's findable. It is matsui. And therefore, it's going to be asur. Now, let's say again, let's say you have buried in your backyard chametz. Should that be asur, based on a clear reading of the psukim? Buried in your backyard, is it asur?
Yes, because of Golchani Matzeh.
The answer is
Golchani Matzeh, yes.
It is failing both. Why does it fail both? Because on the one hand, it is buried, so it's not
Yirah'eh.
It is not visible, it is not seeable, so it's not going to be in this pasuk. Moreover, it's not batechem, it's not in your house, it's in your backyard. Bechol gvulecha it is, but it is not bebatechem, so buried in your backyard ought to be permissible. Ought to be permissible, because it's neither yireh, and it's not batechem, so it's not here, it's not here, so therefore it is nowhere. What?
In the pasuk it says bechol gvulecha.
Bechol gvulecha. But it has to be Yera'eh. It's not Yera'eh. Correct. It has to have the base of Yera'eh, subject to Yera'eh, and then it'll include Bechal Gvulecha.
It's not Yera'eh or Batechem, but it is Yimatzeh and Gvulecha. So.
Good, but there's a possibly Yimatzeh, there's a possibly Bechal Gvulecha. And right now, at this stage in our discussion, there is no intersection between these two psukim. Yeah!
Why does the Gemara do the fact that in the Pasuk of Yimatzeh, it specifies the reason as so you would not come to eat it?
It's a good question, and it doesn't specify the reason by Lo Yireh Lecha.
Meaning that you can then make an exception. Okay, if it's something
that could be. The Gemara doesn't get into that. There are other indications in Pesukim that Lo Yireh Lecha also might be Shama Yavala Achlo in other Pesukim, but it's a fair Ha'ara. It's a fair Ha'ara. Okay, Rabosa, I want to now fly through the Gemara and see where the Gemara gets to. Okay, this is all background information. Open up the Gemara, Some of you had a tough time working through Shaka V'Tayah. Some of you found the first Gavoa and said, okay, we're done. So that's not exactly correct. Okay, so let's see the Gemara very quickly because I want to get into the core issue. So the Gemara tells us five lines on the top of the page, Haman Beis. Tana Rabba. Shivas yem so'or lo yimotze batechem. Ma tamud lomar. Ba'alo farnemar lo yir lecha so'or lo yir lecha chametz bechol vulecha. So why do I have a pasuk lo yimotze? After all,
it's included.
It's included, and that's only batechem. I already have a pasuk lo yir lecha bechol vulecha. What is lo yimotze adding? So the Gemara says, lefish nemar lo yir lecha so'or. Shel cha yatar ravatar ro shel achem shel gavo. Number one, the pasuk lo yir lecha is qualified by lecha. That is a qualifier that does not exist by lo yimotze. And therefore, yochol yatzmin v'yakabal pikdonos min anochri, if I just had lo yir lecha, I might think, buried chametz or chametz that belongs to a nochri in my resource, in my possession, would be what? Would be permissible. Talmud lomar lo yimotze. So lo yimotze includes in the iser, tamun and pikdonos. Shall nahri. So those are going to be covered by lo yimotze. Yafet. Are they covered by lo yiraya? No. They're covered by lo yi matze. Right now, the Gemara assumes these are two separate and distinct sukim with separate and distinct isurim. Vaita, 1 second, Sammy. So now the Gemara says, this next line, which confused some of you, justifiably, needs to be put in brackets. It is a 100% tangential comment. The Gemara will come back to it in the next sugya, and so as to not confuse you, I'm actually going to skip it. So the next words, Ainli Ella, put it until Bibatechem, the first Bibatechem right in front of you, you can go ahead and put in brackets. Okay, we're going to skip that so as to not confuse. Then the Gemara says, Ainli Ella Bibatechem. If you just had the pasuk lo yimotze, then boros shichun ma'oros minayin. How do I know if I have chametz in other parts of my property, not my house, my backyard, is aser tamud lomar bechol gvulecha, which now includes boros shichin and ma'oros. Yafet. The adayin ani omer. Okay, so where am I right now? And this is the key line. Where am I not right now? I have an iser lo yirilacha. I have an iser of lo yirilacha. So va'adayin ani omer. So now let's take stock. Bibatim. If you're talking about batim, this iser, which we're going to label as the iser in the house. Right now the Gemara assumes there's an iser in the house and there's an iser in the broader jurisdiction domain. When it comes to the Isser in the house, Vadainanum Bibatim over Mishum Bayobai Matse Ubal Yatmin Ubal Yakabo Pigdonos Minanochri. So in the house I have an Isser of Tamun and Pigdonos Minanochri. That's Bibat. Is that Isser over here also?
No.
No. That's in the Bat. That's in the Bat. In other words, in my backyard, Berry Chametz, is it Isser?
No.
So far, no. Okay. V'adayin anu. Bibat, mavashim ba'yad, ba'yad, ma'atzei, ba'yad, ma'ba'yichot. Bigvulin. What does gvulin mean?
Property, borders.
In my broader property. Shelcha yataro, ba'ataro, shelacherim, v'shel. Gavoa. So there's a limitation of lecha. Now the Gemara says, minayin litenes ha'omer shel zeh ba'zeh, v'shel zeh ba'zeh. So how do I know that now I should create integration between these two areas, these two psukim? So we have a gzeres shava. So we have a hamad lomar saor saor legzeres shava. Ne'am asor bebatim so lo yimotze batechem. Ve'am asor begvulin lo yirah lechasor lesaor. Ma asor amar bebatim over mishum bayu bayimotze. Ubal yatzmin ubal yikabel pikdonos min anochri. Asor amar begvulin over mishum bayu bayimotze ubal yatzmin ubal yikabel pikdonos min anochri. Umasor amar begvulin shalchay atarav atarav shalachem shal gavoa av soor haomer bebatim shalchay atarav aval atarav shalachem shal gavoa, and we hit our vegavoa. Okay, so that is That is the Gemara. So now that you have a Gzeirah Shavah, Seor, that links these two halachas, that creates intersection, that creates bondedness in these two areas. So now, if you have a Chametz Tamun, Bikvulecha, what would you say is the din?
Usher.
It'll be Usher. And if you have Chametz Shel Acherin, or Chametz, let's go simple, Chametz Shel Gavoa, Beis Mikdash Chametz, in your house, what's going to be the din?
Usher.
In your house, Shel Gavoa. It's going to be Mutter. Why? Because we create a Gzera Shava, and now Lecha is also going to qualify the Isra of Lo Yimas. Okay, that's the Gemara. You read this Gemara, Gilad, are you okay?
Yeah. How do we know to be Mutter? Like, how do we know to make it Mutter and not?
Well, the Gzera Shava Seor is telling me Masha Nimsa Kan, Yimatze Kan.
Yeah, but we have Beitechem there.
So we have Beitechem, and we also have a qualifying Halach of Lecha, which limits Chametz Shel Gavoa. I'm not going to buy the Chametz Shel Gavoa, so take the Lacha and apply here.
But you have a Techem here.
What?
If you have an Isser here and a Heter here, which one?
Good question. Hold on. You're right. Good. One second. Let me just make one. Okay, that's the Gemara. Shat Gemara. Now, is there a Lumdusha issue over here? Or is this just a technical Gemara, Darshanim, Psukim, Gzeres Shava, now you put it all together? Or is there an analytical Lumdusha issue? Are you asking me a question now?
Well, I'm like an observation that Gil and I made on the Pusuk.
Observation.
Maybe a little more Lumdush.
Go ahead.
What's the difference, Lecha or not Lecha, and why would Lecha, Shalachim, Shagavua, if it's... I don't have an exact question, but what would qualify something as being yours, and why does Rashi say Nachri? And as that not being yours, and why would a Jew be considered in Lecha?
So yes, we want to get into the details of the far-reaching, what is the implication of Lecha? Right. I will give a week to 12 days of Shiurim on that topic. Okay. We'll spend 3 days on Lecha v'lo shel Gavoa, and we'll spend 2 days on Lecha v'lo shel Nachri shel Acherim, and we'll discuss Shomrim, and we'll discuss a lot of different things, but we're not ready for that at all. But yes, that word Lecha is pregnant with significance. Yes? Did I ask a question?
No, you asked a question.
My question is the answer is yes. That's the answer. I gave the answer. Of course there is Lumdus of significance. You can ask a question.
Didn't we say there's a machlokas on how we define the word lecha if it means shel
nachri? Yes, there is.
And then based upon that, how can the Gemara then say the fact that if we say the nachri excludes lecha?
Okay, I want to, a parenthetical combo, but I want you to hear it just to dispose of an issue that you're asking and Shmuel is behind your question. I both say, pikdono shel nachri. Pikdono shel nachri. Just again, I want to just get this issue off the table. What does Pikdono Shel Nachri mean? A guy comes to me and says, can you please watch my Krispy Kreme donuts till the end of the week? And it happens to be Pesach. Okay? Who is the owner of those chametz?
He is.
He is. Is it Lecha?
No.
It is not Lecha. Is it Motzli Bebateichem?
Yes.
It's Motzli. Now here's the key. Here is the key. The reason that I'm going to be chayv in that case is because I took some kind of legal responsibility over those chametz. In what sense? Let's say I'm a shomer sacher. Let's say he's paying me $10 to watch the chametz. And now the chametz gets stolen. Do I have to pay for the chametz?
Yes.
Yes. Let's say my 4-year-old opens the fridge and sees the donuts and says, yum. And he starts, but he doesn't like the, that's the nut part of the donut. So he starts scooping out the custard. But he totally mangles and destroys the donut. Okay? Will I have to pay for the damage done?
Yeah.
Yes. So do I have an interest in the existence of this chametz?
Yes.
I do. Once I have an interest in the existence of the chametz, guess what? I am rotze b'kiyuma. It's not l'cha, but I'm going to be chayv because I have an interest in the existence of the chametz. I do not. So there is a difference between l'cha, where a guy comes to visit my house and he brings with him one Krispy Kreme for himself. I'm not responsible. I don't care if it gets destroyed or not. I took no achrayus over it. Then I'm for sure potter. It's in my house. It's still his. But once I take achrayus over it, then I'm going to be. Issa, I do not want to talk about the Tonus on Nafri. I do not. Hands down. I see your hands. Now, Rabosa. My students are very used to me being a stickle. I say this not how it's going to sound, a stickle abusive. Just like that. I don't mean it like that. But.
You're being recorded.
Okay. Gentlemen. Keep it here. When it comes to my core questions as follows. At the end of the day, how many isurim does this conglomerate of dinim, how many isurim are there really? Post Gzeirah Shavah, do we have two lavim, two isurim, and when I have my chametz and my reshus, or when I bake chametz on Pesach and I get malchus, how many sets of malchus will I get? Is it two isurim or is it one isur? We start with, that's my core question. That's the question I want to address. I want to give you a little background information and then we'll look at the Ritva and some Rambams. Open up, please. Let's see. Open up. What?
Even if
there
were two, wouldn't
Kedera
Shasso apply, or
else
that you only get one
lashes? No, not by Malchus. By Malchus, not. Kedera is if you have different levels of onshin, not by Malchus.
Which is the one where you do
Himlay and Kedera Shasso, but not when you have two sets of Malchus. Doesn't apply in that case. Okay, Rabbi
Osai.
What
would be the Svara for one lot?
What? The Svara is after the Kedera Shava. You'll see in a second. Give me a second. Okay, Rabbi Osai, open up to the Rambam, your Mama Komo sheets.
So
the Sefer HaMitzvos I gave you, source number 6, please open up. Source number 6 on your Marmokomos. The Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam writes as follows. Hine kvar hisbayer ki lo beribuy halavim o ha'ase yirbu HaMitzvos. The Rambam, we know, he counted 613 mitzvos. And he collected the 613 in a Sefer HaMitzvos, and he introduced the Sefer HaMitzvos with 13 shoroshim, 13 core principles that he uses in counting mitzvos. What gets counted? So, for example, one of his shoroshim, here it's on the sheet, one of his shoroshim is, you don't count mitzvos drabanan. They do not count as part of 613. His ninth shoresh is, just because the Torah repeats a lav over and over and over again does not mean you're going to count every single lav in as a ribui mitzvah. Kvar noda shatzive b'Shabbos. How many times does the Torah mitzvah us not to do malacha on Shabbos? 12 times. How many times does the Torah tell us not to drink dam?
Seven
times. Does that mean that when I drink dam, it's seven lavim?
No.
The answer is when the lavim are essentially duplicative, there's nothing new being added. It is just a repeat, replication of the lav again and again. It doesn't count as a separate lav. Why then is the Torah repeating? Says the Rambam, l'chizuk ha'inyan. To emphasize, to create stringency, this is really important.
L'chizuk ha'inyan.
That's it.
If it's adding new facets,
if it's giving new information, for example, you'll notice tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, one or two mitzvos.
Two.
It's two mitzvos. According to the Rambam, two mitzvos. Each has separate psukim, separate halachos, and if therefore, if you only have one or the other, you're going to wear one or the other. Because that you can wear the shell rose without the
shell. Have
to only good question. We make two brachos, which is not a good question, which corroborates. Same thing. Even Svardim who hold it's two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs. Because we're machmir for a certain sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Actually, not Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam, who says it's two mitzvahs, but the Rambam itself says one bracha. You make one bracha, it's going to cover both.
So why say both brachas?
We make two brachos because there are complicated. It's a tefillin shir. I don't want to get into
tomorrow's okay,
one second. Rabbi Osai, hold with me. My question is, in light of this klal of the Rambam, that if you have mere repetition, you count this, therefore, as two separate mitzvahs in the minyan on mitzvahs, or does it all count as a single mitzvah?
It's not repetition. There's new information.
Each one has new information. But after the Gzera Shava, what does the Gzera Shava now do?
It makes
it creates what I will call halachic duplication. And now that you have halachic duplication, what's the halacha? Lichora, it's all one mitzvah. Lichora. One second. Now, again, I don't know if you got this far in your mind, Makomas, you probably didn't. But if you look at the Sefer HaMitzvos, which let's do that very quickly. Open up the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam. I'm going to borrow. It's not on the sheet. I just said, look at the Sefer HaMitzvos. Lo ta'aseh resh and resh aleph. Take a look at mitzvos. Lo ta'aseh resh and resh aleph. Quick. It's on page 74 of the Sefer HaMitzvos, right in the beginning. Chelek aleph. Page 74. That's it. So if you look at the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, Mitzvah Resh, His Hiranu Shelo Yire Chametz B'chol Gulenu Shishas Yamin V'omru V'lo Yire Lecha Chametz V'lo Yire Lecha Sa'or B'chol Gulecha Shivas Yamin. Okay? Mitzvah Resh. And then he says, we learn out, Sa'or and Chametz are the same. Umi shehini avar, vihiniya Chametz b'reshuso. If you just left over Chametz in your reshus, without a maisa, do you get Malkus?
No.
However, im lakach Chametz ba'pesach, if you made a purchase of Chametz on Pesach, or you baked Chametz on Pesach, what's the halacha? You'll get Malkus. Why? Because you did a mice. Yafe. That's mitzvah resh.
What's this lashon of ve'en elu shnei lavin b'shnei inyanin?
He's going back to the prior iser, which is the iser of achilas chametz. Mitzvah resh aleph, the very next mitzvah. Lev, stay with me. Mitzvah resh aleph, next mitzvah. He's hiranu shelo yimatzei chametz pirshusenu. We have an azhara, not to find chametz in our reshus. Reshus. I don't know. Sounds like it. Afilo lo nireu. Even if you can't
see it.
Afilo haya bepikadon. Even if it's a
lending.
Pikadon, a deposit. As it says, shivasel and solem atzatechet bevatechet. Vize gam kein lokan alav bitznai shia maisa. Etc. Ubebir amru b'mekamos rabim over bebal yirah ba yimatz. He quotes our Gemara, which has all the details of this halacha. Seor lo yimatz v'teichem v'shom hisba'er ki yilma kolav min ha'acher zulas inyan mashal moral love. In other words, in addition to what each lab teaches us about itself, each one then elucidates
the other one.
And hamikayim chametz ba pesach over b'shnei lavim al bal yiroeh u bal yimatz. So says the Rambam. How How many lavim are there?
Two.
Two lav. If you went ahead and you're mekayim chametz by Pesach, you have chametz on Pesach. What do you owe there?
Two lavin.
Bal yiroya. Bal yimotze. Two lav. Great. Small question, not a big one, a small one. At the end of the day, are these two essentially identical Isurim? Post-Gzereshava? Post-Gzereshava?
Post-Gzereshava.
They're identical. You cannot violate one without
the other.
He says that.
It's not that they're identical, it's that they work together with each other by being the two separate entities.
To the point that...
But there's still two separate entities at the core.
Then how?
But to the point that, after Gzeres Shava, can you violate one without the other? In other words,
if you
have Chomet Shel Acherim, will you violate by your Matzah?
Yeah.
Chomet Shel Acherim.
Mm-hmm.
No. Chomet Shel Acherim. Not a Pikadam. Not a Pikadam. Chomet Shel Acherim, Chomet Shel Gavah, will you violate by your Matzah?
No.
You will not. If you have chametz, that is... If you have chametz, that is tamun. Will you violate Bal Yeroeh?
No.
Hello?
Yes,
you will. Why? Because post Gzera Shava, Ma Shama Bazeh, and they become... They're still two. But they are identical. Small question, but I'm asking it. If they're identical, then why does he count them as?
Two.
Small question. But keep,
how is that small?
I get it. They are different psukim. But now we have a Gzera Shava. And the Gzera Shava now creates a...
You're over on each one of them two different ways.
How?
I don't think so.
You can't over one without the other.
Exactly.
Let us
compound our problem. I would like to compound our problem. Please open up some Rambams. Open up the Rambam, Mishneh Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says as follows. Aleph Gimel. Look at your Rambam. I'll find it over here. What page?
217.
Okay, says the Rambam. I want you to answer a simple question. I want you to answer, if you violate the Isser, the corporate Isser, the compound Isser called Bayo by Matzah, I want it just simple, how many Malkas do you get? So the Rambam writes, page 217, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Eino loke mishum lo yirav lo yimotzeh, elem kein kona chomet la Pesach, o chimtso, kedei shiasa bo maisa. Avon hoylo chomet kodem ha-Pesach, Uba Pesach lo biaro, elanicha brishuso, afa pisha of our shnei lavim, eno loke mina Torah, shalosa ba maisa. So if you didn't do a maisa, how many lavim did you violate?
None.
You didn't do a maisa. You violated two lavim. Why did you violate two lavim? Because it counts them as two lavim. If you did a maisa, how many sets of malchus would you get?
One.
Is it clear from this Rambam how many sets of malchus you get?
Because he says,
is it clear from the Lava, the Rambam?
It's not clear.
I'm asking, is it clear from the Rambam?
It's not clear. He calls it two Lava, but we can't.
He says, you violate Lorev Lo Matzei.
But then he says,
without a Maisa.
He doesn't say if you do, how many do you get?
That's correct.
Yeah, but
it is not clear.
But afterwards, it says Makir to Makas Mardis. If it was two lavin, it would get two Makas
Mardis. Makinos to Makas Mardis.
If it was two lavin, it would get two.
It doesn't say that. It says Makinos to Makas Mardis.
It doesn't say two.
It says you get Malkus. You get Malkus through Abana.
But
How many? Do you get two sets? He doesn't set.
Well, can I give an answer?
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Now, where else do you want to look? Okay, I don't have time to get into the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah. Kesef, what is the same Kesef Mishnah? The Kesef Mishnah. Look at the Kesef Mishnah 1-3. The Kesef Mishnah is bothered. He quotes the Re'im. The Re'im is one of the Balei HaTosfos, Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, the Baal HaYireim. Yesh Litmoa Dabes Soresh Tess. He quotes Soresh Tess. What's Soresh Tess? The ninth Soresh, where the Rambam says what? That if you have duplicative lavim, counts as one. Why is Rambam counting this as two? And then he quotes a line: "Uve emes yesh lo yashig ze hayef shel afarish de'ena loke ela achas afal pishe hiskir shnei lavim." He suggests perhaps it's possible to reach a conclusion that you violate two lavim, but in terms of malchus, how many sets of malchus do you get?
One set
of malchus. It's very strange. But I want to prove that to you. And this, in my opinion, is a slam dunk proof. Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, is not dispositive. Could go either way. Look on your Mar Makomo sheet at source number 9, please. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. And the Rambam in Perek Yutes of Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Dalin does something very simple. He just gives you a list of all of the Averos for which you get Malchus. And look what he writes. Kolo Tase Shabbat Torah. She'ein bahem lo kores velo misas bezdin shelokin aleihem kuf samech ches. There are 168 averos, lavin, for which you can get malchus. Number 98, ha'ochel chametz after chatzos. Great. Number 99, HaMekayim Chometz Birshuso. If you have Chometz in your Rishos, Ukegon Shechimetz Isato. And what did you do to your Isa, to your dough? You did it beyadayim. You did something. So it's a Maisa. And do you get Malchus?
Yes.
Yes. This is number 99. You know what number 100 is? Nothing to do with us. So nothing to do.
There's two lavim, but only one of them gets
it's
malchus.
It's two lavim,
but only one gets malchus.
And one set of malchus. That's interesting. Did you all see the Ritva? Did any of you get to the Ritva?
Yeah.
Okay. The Ritva is worthwhile. Let's open up the Ritva.
Do I have a Ritva here?
It's a short Ritva, and if you really, really want to keep busy tonight, I gave you a long version, which is much more fleshed out, but a little more difficult to read in the Rabbeinu David. That's on your Mar Makomos, on the back of the Mar Makomos. But let's see the Ritva. Now listen carefully. Look at the Ritva. Ari, are you with me?
Yeah.
Good. Are you feeling the conundrum?
No, big time.
Good. Good. Okay. The Ritva is found Diramasal Saor. Is that right? Nemar Saor. And Daf Hey Amud Beis, Nemar Saor, where are we? Oh, I'm in Malchus. Sorry. Yeah, Nemar Saor, listen to this. Perish HaRa'ah.
The Ra'al learns, Dekevan deksive gzereshava, harei hu ki'ilu ksiv tarvayu babatim uvigvulin. The afilu bigvulin over bishneim. The kevan shekein su lo sharui tamun bigvulin. Ki heichad lo sharinan bebatim. What the Ra'al is saying is what we've been saying all along, is after the gzera shava, is there an iser of tamun bigvulin?
Yes.
Because it brought this iser basically over here creates identical iser. That's the Ra'al. That's the Ra'al. In other words, now you have identity of isur. After the gzera shava, now the isur are identical. Now look at Acherim. Acherim say, the lo mahani gzereshava, this is not a broad global gzereshava that's going to create identity of Isurim. Rather, the lo mahani gzereshava elite kula de gvulin bebatim. The kula of gvulin applies now to?
Batim,
which means
if it's in your backyard, you're over
in your batim. Are you allowed to possess chametz of hekdesh? The kula. The answer is yes. We take the lacha, we apply to batim, and v'litein chumra de batim bigvulin. Which chumra does he say? The chumra of pigdono shel nachri will apply even bigvulin.
And Tommy?
But he says, look what he says. I'm reading the words. However, avaleka bigvulin ela lav de lo yire bilechut. Meaning, yes, tamen too. But at the end of the day, in gvulin, in your backyard, if you have chametz, what have you divided? Only lo yira. Only lo yira. You will not violate lo yimatzeh. And if there is a case of yimatzeh, in other words, there's an iser bigvulin, there's a separate iser bibatim. Yes, gvulin might include batim, but batim does not include gvulin, and therefore there is a distinction between these two isurim. So according to Acher, it's very simple. How many lav are there?
Two.
How many sets of mocks will we get l'chora? One or two, if depending on if you bought it both or not, because they are not identical. According to the Ra'ah, and I would argue according to the Rambam and La Halacha, and we always speak, when we speak, we always say, Bayro by Matze. Why? Because post Gzera Shava, it's all the same. And therefore, my question and what I conclude with is the following. So why then is it crystal clear according to the Rambam you only get one set of mocks? There's two lavin. I'm for sure there's two lavin. One set of malchus. Why two lavin when they are
connected?
Identical. At the end of the day, they're identical. Yet, one set of malchus. This is baby lumps. Simple. Sammy, let's go.
Because
I'm low on time. I really want to hear from everyone, but I'm low on time. I'm going to build a little on what you're saying. Rabosik is a very, very, very famous Rambam. And I think the Rambam is critical to understanding, the famous Rambam is critical to understanding this idea. Famous Rambam. Everyone knows this Rambam. You ready? It's the Rambam is found in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, I'll say it to you outside. Famous Rambam. Here we go. Gentlemen, the key what Sammy is saying It's the start of the yesod, but I think you need to close it. When it comes to counting mitzvos, what is the focus in terms of minyan ha-mitzvos? What do we look to? We look to psukim. Do we have two psukim here?
Yes.
Do the two psukim, in terms of the pasuk themselves, identify distinguishing features?
Yes.
What creates what I'm going to call the compound love?
Zerushal.
How do we treat? How do we view Zerushal? Is a ridiculously famous Rambam. What are the three ways a woman can be miskadeshes? Kesef, Star, and Bia. How do we know Bia?
You're not allowed to do Bia, though.
How do we... I know, but how do we know Bia? How do we know Bia? It's a pasuk. Ki yikach ish isha u'ba'alel. That's a pasuk. Mufurish pasuk. How do we know Star? Answer. Ehekesh. The yotza. The Aisa, she goes out with a star again. She comes in with a star. Kiddush. How do we know Kesef? Zera Shava. Kicha. Mizdeya. The Rambam says something amazing. Kiddushe Kesef. He writes these words. Is mi divrei sof. When you hear Bidivrei Sofen, what rings in your ears? Derabana. The Ravid goes on the attack. Mr. Snow, the Mishpacha, yeah? Are you married?
Last I checked.
Did you do Kiddushei Kesef? Shove a Kesef. You gave your wife a ring, I bet. I wasn't there, but I bet. So that means you're only married rabbinically? Is that true? And that on a Doraisa level, your beloved son Yoni is out of wedlock. Holy smokes!
Well, there was a thing that
that's not kiddushin. That might be eris and nisuin, but that's definitely not kiddushin. So the Rambam says it's me. Zereshava is me divrei sofin. And the world attacks the Rambam. How can you tell me? We do all the time, and that means. It creates a whole, it's a mess. It would be a big mess if we're only married midrabana. So comes along, everyone says, and it's correct, is just because something, midivrei sofen does not midrabana. What it means is, it's not explicit in the pasuk, it's learned out from Yud Gimel Midos, Misora, it's a doraisa, but it is, it's midivrei sofen. It's not explicit in the pasuk.
We said yesterday, cheer.
I don't think so, but I wasn't in that shir. One second. So on both sides. When the Rambam counts mitzvos, lav him and I say, what's the focus? The focus is the pasuk. The psukim are different to lavim. How do we know that they come together? Mi divrei sofim. Is divrei sofim, is gzer shava doraisa?
Yes.
It's doraisa, but is it pasuk?
No.
It's not pasuk. If it's not pasuk, so it's not going to disturb the minyan hamitzvos. It's too lavim, because in the pshuto shel mikra, these are both din and doraisa, and they're both different. The divrei sofim does not disturb the minyan hamitzvos. When it comes to lavim, when it comes to malchus, however, what is our focal point when it comes to the chiv malchus? The answer is zeilah, the maisa. The Maisa Avera. Are these Maasei Avera 100% identical?
Yeah.
They're 100% identical. If they're 100% identical, then how many Malkas are you going to get?
Only one.
You're only going to get one set of Malkas. You're only going to get one set of Malkas, even though it's two Lam. I'll even say it on a deeper level. This is how Rav Soloveitchik formulated this idea. Rav Soloveitchik in a sefer called Hare Kedem is quoted as formulating the idea in the following way. When the Torah, after Gzeira Shavah, now the Torah says, when you violate Lo Yimatzei, let's say the case of Tamun. What Lo Yimatzeh is telling you is, don't violate Lo Yimatzeh, and also don't violate Lo Yeroeh. That's built into Lo Yimatzeh. Don't violate Lo Yimatzeh, and don't violate Lo Yeroeh. are the Isurim identical in terms of Gmaisa? They're identical. Why? Because basically Matz is telling you don't do Lo Yimatzi, don't do Lo Yera. And Lo Yera is telling you don't do Lo Yera, don't do Lo Yimatzi. So how many Lavim are there? Two Lavim, but it's one Maisa Vera. Malchus is a function of Maisa Vera. Mamba out. Let's stop here. And Mincha now.
Rebbe,